Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Not about what I want. Not about what I want. Jesus, you're not thinking as God does, as human beings do. Selfish, and it's all about the glory, the good times. It's going to be great. It's all going to be great. And Jesus is going, nah, not really. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really hard. I'm going to suffer. The chief priests, elders, and scribes, all the three groups that have been trying to trip him up, they're going to win for a little while. Oh, no, Jesus, you got it wrong. You're going to win. You're going to win. Yeah, sort of, but we'll get to that. The cross, it's part of life. It's part of life. And honestly, it's a good part of life. That's how we're made. Think about this. An athlete, when they're working out, they expect some pain. As a matter of fact, what are the phrases they say? Ooh, feel the burn. Ooh, I'm going to feel this for a couple days. I'm exhausted. That workout took it all out of me. Now, let's transfer that thinking to our vocation. When y'all get married, are you thinking it's going to be all good? Maybe a little bit. Or are you thinking, boy, I can't wait to feel the burn. I can't wait for that just to take it all out of me. I can't wait to feel this for days. Whew. All right. The cross is part of life. And with the right perspective, it's a good part of life. It's a good part of how God uses things. Because in virtue, there's a little suffering. There's suffering. There's a dying to self. Not thinking as human beings do, but as God does. What am I becoming? What am I growing into? What am I willing to sacrifice for? And the cross is part of that. You see that in the poor prophet Jeremiah. God calls him, and he's just young, probably in his teens, are thinking. Old teens, but still teens. God calls him to be his mouthpiece. Awesome! Yeah, I'll sign up for that. God, you want me to speak your words? Fantastic, because we know living in God's will has to be the best thing ever. But we've lived long enough to know living God's will is hard. And poor prophet Jeremiah has it the hardest. The very first time he proclaims God's word, what do? They put him in the stockade, publicly humiliating him. Over and over again, he's in conflict. And at one point he says, forget it. I'm done. I'm done proclaiming a word. This is too hard. And then we have this great first reading. He says, I don't want to do this anymore, but your word is burning within me. I can't help proclaim it. What's that fire? That's God's love. That's God's passion. Jeremiah can't help proclaim what God's love wants to speak to his people. Oh, you're doing something horrible. I know you're not going to like me for saying it, but I got to say it. Repent. Repent. Because if you don't, we're all going to die. Repent. Repent. And over he gives God's word out of love for God and God's people. Not because he wants to, but he knows, yep, they're going to hate me for it. But you know what? God's way is better than my way. I don't know what he's going to do with this. I don't know the good he's going to bring out of it. May it be like Nineveh and Jonah, and they all repent. That'd be sweet. And I'd feel bad if I didn't give his word and didn't give him the opportunity to repent. So he proclaims. He proclaims. Now, us and our vocations, where the cross takes great form. When we're going through, there is a sense of, oh, but I want life to be happy. That's great. Our vocations, happiness isn't the number one thing. We'll get there eventually. It's holiness. It's holiness. Life, happiness isn't the absolute thing. It's holiness. And holiness leads to happiness, the big happiness. If you want just little happiness, do drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. We want the eternal happiness. And that requires a dying to self, picking up our cross and following him. And so we get into our vocations, and there's suffering. And we think something's wrong. But no, we have to think like the athlete. If I'm in the midst of my vocation and there's suffering, it's working. Our vocation is working. It's making us holy. Now, obviously, situations of abuse are not appropriate, ever. But we're talking about 98% of the rest of our time in our vocations, right? It's just hard. He or she is just, being themselves. And I have a choice. I'm only going to do one set of bench presses, or I'm going to lean into it and do an extra set. I'm going to lean into love. I'm going to lean into forgiveness. I'm going to lean into grace. I'm going to lean into doing something extra beyond what is called for me. Because why? That's how I become holy. Not by running away from the cross of my vocation, but by leaning into it. Leaning in deeper. For me as a priest, I remember this many years ago, two parishes ago. Lord was calling me to, add a few more confession times. And I was thinking, boy, I'm pretty busy. And I had the grace thought of thinking, I don't think I can appear before the gates of heaven and say, Jesus, I was too busy to hear confessions. Right? I may as well just go to hell right away. That's not a line a priest can say. Jesus, I was just too busy to hear confessions. Just too busy. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. And so you lean in deeper. Where can I find time for an extra time? Oh, and I found it. It was a 4 o'clock on a Wednesday. Who's going to come at 4 o'clock on Wednesday? Everybody. There was the first few weeks, there was just a few, but within a couple months, that hour was full to overflowing. Overflowing. We lean in deeper. When the cross presents itself, we don't run away. We don't complain. We say, nope, my vocation is working. It's making me holy. It's making me holy. When I don't want to understand, when I want to walk away from my spouse, I lean in deeper. And I listen, I receive, I praise, I forgive, I give thanks, and I lean in deeper. But the key is, as Jesus says here, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And here's the difference between the cross and abuse. Whether I'm just abusing my body and working out or other kinds of abuse. The cross leads to life. I give myself in sacrifice. I give myself away. And there are two good ways we see that in our vocations. There is just the cross of life, whether it's priesthood, single life, married, the obvious cross of just choosing to do this. I'm accepting God in the midst of this. And I'm going to do it with love and out of love. And if I'm not ready to do it out of love, then I stay in my car in the garage until I can love before I go inside. Lord, help me be there with love. Help me be there with love. Help me be there with love. Or I stay in the bathroom and I pray until I can come out with love. We have a lot of places to hide. I get it. But to do it with Him, not on our own, not just throwing away my life. I'm doing it with love, which makes it united to His cross, which then brings to resurrection. The second way the cross comes in is by doing extra penance, an extra thing, the Lent. Lent, we do penance, we fast, we pray, we serve. What are the little things of penance I can do, the extra crosses I bring into my life, not out of self-punishment, but out of love. I'm giving this sacrifice out of love. I may skip breakfast on Tuesdays because, Lord, I offer that to you for the good of my family. Not because I hate myself or I punish myself, because I love my family. I want to sacrifice for them. So I create an offering. I create a cross that brings life, that brings grace. And these are the questions that we then look at our life in terms of the cross, not how can I find pleasure, which is what our society wants to find, right? Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. That's why our phones are designed to, in large part, to numb us. Social media, to numb us, help us escape. TV, to numb us, help us escape. Drugs, alcohol, sex, it's all there to numb, to numb, to numb, to numb, to numb, because there's a lie, I shouldn't have to suffer. I shouldn't have to suffer. That's not true at all. That's how we grow in virtue. That's how we get exercise. We suffer a little bit to grow stronger. Suffering is okay, but not self-destructive suffering. That's not okay. That's not blessed. Suffering united to Christ, offering my life over that I can share in life in heaven, that I can share in a life of grace. I can know what God is holding out for me. And that's the life I want. So as we go forward this week, let's look for the cross and ask for the courage to not run, but to lean in, to carry longer, to stand straighter, to offer more. And secondly, to ask, Lord, is there any little cross you'd like me to add that you might have more grace for those around me or myself or the world? Because as a Christian, we are lights in the world. We are salt of the earth. We give it its flavor. We give it its flavor. Is there anything you wish me to offer, to take up a cross that the world in some way might know resurrection and hope and courage and forgiveness and grace? Let us pray. Be reminded of our vocation. Accept our cross, but to walk in the will and the love and the strength of Jesus Christ. Let us turn our hearts to the Lord.